Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
You know, for as much as we complain about this show, we sure do talk about it a lot off the air.
I can't stop.
I know. There are so many moments during The Bachelor where I am on the couch and I am cringing. Like, I can't. It's like every time the virginity thing comes up.
Yeah.
At this point, it's just like,
stop it.
I know. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I don't want him to be asked one more time how or why he still is.
Aren't you just waiting, though, for the person that deflowers him?
Which one's he going to pick?
It's going to happen because they have been teasing it for weeks.
And they're all just off their rockers trying to tempt him.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to do everything they can to be that one.
I want to be a sideline coach for these girls that are always taking abuse and getting beat up by the mean girls, you know? Like, I want to be that guy in the sidelines is rooting for them and saying, hey, don't listen to her. Don't let her mess with your head like that. Don't let her get the upper hand. Don't let her alpha female you.
Well, that's it. I mean, there's a couple different kinds of crazy.
You want to ruin it for the rest of us?
I think the show kind of needs somebody. Kind of coaching the crazy girls through
and I'm
that.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's like two different kinds of crazy. There's like the 23-year-old crazy that everybody's like, she's really young and she's a little bit dingy and she's doing things that just
why is she touching the
annoying.
Rose? She should not be touching the rose.
She's so just doing it to get a rise out of you. That's why.
I don't think, well, partially maybe, but she's the one kind of crazy. And then the second kind of crazy is the girl that's getting all mad at her for touching the rose. You know, it's like this big circular continuum of craziness.
Why are you getting caught up in
this? It's just one feeding the other. And then, you know, all the quiet girls that are sitting in the background, they're the ones that are going to end up in the final four. So we're just watching.
Well, they always have to take one crazy to the finals or else the rest of us would quit watching.
I think that's a rule.
Yeah.
They tell them behind the scenes. Like, hey, at least keep one of the lunatics in this.
Oh, yeah.
Keep one of these three.
Oh, I know. And I think they also prompt him with questions, too. Like, when this one comes out, just ask her how things are going on in the house, you know, between her and the other girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just see what you get out of that.
Make sure.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Too funny.
All right. Well, another E! News this morning. Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, her hair. 60-year-old clump of her hair, believe it or not. It's about 35 strands. Kenneth Battelle was her hairdresser from 1958 to 1962, and he has this hair in a glass frame, along with a framed picture of Marilyn, dated June 14th, 1959. I guess he made a bunch of these and gave them out as gifts to his friends.
Is he holding the hair in the picture?
No, I think it's just her.
I believe that he was the hairdresser, but right. I don't know that I buy that that's actually her hair. I think the guy needed money and he found some blonde hair from one of his other clients and tried to sell that on the open market.
I am sure it can be DNA tested.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want, you know, if whoever's buying really
wants
to know.
Do they have Marilyn's DNA out there? I'd like to see that.
$16,500 is what it's selling for right now. So, hey, how about that?
Wow.
I know, for 35 strands.
Yeah. That is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The things that people are willing to pay.
Right.
For
some weird stuff.
Nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Selena Gomez got back on Instagram yesterday for the first time since September, and it sounds like she's in a good place. She posted some pictures of herself and said, "It's been a while since you've heard from me, but I wanted to wish everyone a happy new year and to thank you for your love and support. Last year was definitely a year of self-reflection, challenges, and growth. It's always those challenges which show you who you are and what you're capable of overcoming. And trust me, it's not easy, but I am proud of the person I'm becoming and look forward to the year ahead. Love you all."
Good.
Selena Gomez.
I wonder if she lost a bunch of followers when she took her little break, because she had more followers than anybody.
Is that the goal?
Numero uno. I don't know if it's the
way
goal,
to put
but
that
it's certainly
seed in her head. I wonder how many Instagram followers she lost.
I wonder if she did. Maybe not. She may have gained a bunch just waiting for her to come back. So Hugh Grant, somebody broke into his car on Sunday And he has a message for whoever it was that did that. He tweeted, in the unlikely chance that anyone knows who broke into my car and stole my bag, please try and persuade them to at least return my script.
Yeah.
It had many weeks worth of notes and ideas and perhaps my children's medical cards.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
He also included the address of his production company. We don't know if anything has happened yet, but I would bet that probably not.
Oh, that's too bad.
So
it's a lot of work.
That is. That would suck.
Yeah. Most things can be replaced. But
it was a little more bumbly, though, when he said that.
He's one I'd like to see with the social media, the challenge.
The 10-year challenge.
As
he is aged.
Where did I see him? Oh, I saw him at the Golden Globes the other night.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a shot of him, and it was like...
Did he have like weird facial hair or something, too?
I don't know if he did or not, but is he a smoker?
Yeah.
Because
he's
got the deep, the lines.
Mm.
You know? What happens to them smokers?
That'll do it.
Yep, it will.
Anything else?
Nope.
Tyler.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty fantastic.
All right.
All right, Tyler. Here are your three headlines. You pick the real one, and you're going to go see Ripcord at the Ensemble Theater, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right. Is it A, woman buys 10,000 condoms and uses them as wallpaper in her 13-year-old son's room? Is it B, man wearing nothing but garter belt and sequin pumps busted for driving too slow? Or C, a guy threatens to kill someone with kindness, then stabs him with a knife that says kindness on it?
Oh, wow. I'm going to go with B as in boy.
Say, nope, it's not the pumps today.
Oh, man.
It's the violence, yo. Darn it anyway.
Yeah, there's a 30-year-old guy named Brian Stewart from Milton, Florida, and he got into a serious fight with his neighbor last week. He threatened to, quote, kill him with kindness, you know, like the saying goes.
Mm-hmm.
That's when another neighbor intervened, and Brian stabbed him with a knife. And Brian almost made good on his threat because the knife had the word kindness written on it, for whatever that's worth. Fortunately, the neighbor is going to be okay, and Brian has now been arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and an aggravated battery charge. So, yeah. Got some things to work out there.
Love it.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.